light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, 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 khushamdeed, welcome once again to another episode. And Silsila, in the series The Light of Guidance, you are watching Madani Channel. A very wonderful narration I have in front of me with regards to Durood and Salat upon the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. In narration, he narrates from Sayyidina Jabir Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhum that Sayyidina Jabir narrates Marfu'an, whoever sends Salat 100 times upon Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's final Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam and his pure Ahlul Bayt, Allah Almighty fulfills 100 of his needs, 70 of which are related to the hereafter. Subhanallah. And the words of this Salat compiled by Shaykh Sajai Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi in the margin of this hadith is, you know, just so it can be easy for us to practice it. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ahli bayti. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should make a habit of reciting durood 100 times upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his Ahlul Bayt. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala is going to fulfill 100 of our needs and 70 are for related to the hereafter. Once again, let's all try and recite together. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ahli Bayti sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. A very honorable companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the scribe of revelation, in other words, Katib Wahi, and a very close companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So today's discussion, inshallah, will be related to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And inshallah, we'll discuss his fadail, his virtues, his excellences. Our silsila will be short to discuss everything, but inshallah, we'll try and discuss how much we can. And the rest, inshallah, we'll try and learn from the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So be with us, inshallah. And let's learn about this sahabi of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because unfortunately, in these times of trials and I would say fitna and fasad, in these times of turmoil, where everyone is loose-mouthed, everyone speaks whatever they want to speak, everyone says whatever they want to say, everyone posts whatever they want to post, everyone writes whatever they want to write, and they feel that under the banner of freedom of speech, they can say whatever they want to say, ma'adallah, and they can insult the Sahaba Ikram, the blessed companions, they can insult the members of the Ahl Bayt at heart, they can insult the Prophet alayhi wasallam al-ayadu billah, and no one can say anything to them because they have this freedom of speech. But unfortunately, and this is a sad truth in today's time, people are doing this. But one thing I would like to say to them, that they are totally wrong. Their tongues, their speeches, their words, their writings will stop where Sharia says it has to stop. You can only speak that much which Sharia allows you. You can only write that much which Sharia allows you. You can only say that much which Sharia allows you. You can only comment that much which Sharia allows you. When you have read the Kalima of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the laws, the limits, the boundaries of Allah and the beloved Rasul are going to be applied in your life. You cannot speak what you want to speak. You cannot say what you want to say. You cannot eat, drink, go where you want to go, what you want to eat, what you want to drink. You cannot write what you want to write. You can only do those things which are within the limits and the boundaries of Sharia, subhanAllah. Unfortunately, to all those unfortunate individuals who open their mouths against the blessed and esteemed companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my advice to you would be repent, 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 make tawbah. You do not have any guarantee that you are going to be successful in this world in the hereafter. You do not know if you are going to leave this world in a state of iman. You do not know, you know, if you are going to be in Jannah. You do not know anything about yourself. You do not even know about what's going to happen the next moment. So why are you speaking about those personalities who Allah Ta'ala has said radiyallahu anhum, Allah Ta'ala is pleased with all of them. He is pleased with them. He has given them Jannah. The beloved Rasul has given them Jannah. Then why are you destroying your hereafter? Why are you destroying your Jannah? Why are you destroying your life? Why are you destroying everything, your deeds, by opening your mouth and insulting these blessed companions? So alhamdulillah, as I would say, servants of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, it is our duty that we need to always protect and preserve the dignity, the honor of the noble companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And inshallah, we will continue doing that. Alhamdulillah, our leader Sayyidina wa Mawlana Amir Ahl Sunnat Qibla Mawlana Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, Damat Fiyuzuhum, may Allah grant him a healthy long life. Alhamdulillah, he has very beautifully explained and told us that in today's times of fitna, keep one guide in front of you. Follow him, inshallah, and you will be successful. And the name of that guide is Sayyidi wa Murshidi, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul ridwan. Alhamdulillah, following Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan is following Khaja Gharib Nawaz, is following Data Ali Hajweri, is following Baba Fariduddin Ganj Shakar, is following Sabir Kalyari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, is following Huzur Ghawsi Azam, is following the path of the Sahab, the Tabi'een, Taba Tabi'een, the Sahaba Ikram, Azwajim Mutahirat, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, we need to be firm in our aqeedah. And the aqeedah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that all the Sahaba Ikram and all the members of the Ahlul Bayt Adhar, they are the crowns of our heads. We do not insult any Sahabi. We do not insult any member of the Ahlul Bayt. When we say any, then any means any, irrespective of even if that person recited the kalima for a second and he witnessed the company of the beloved Rasul and then he left this world, we will not say anything about him as well. So any Sahabi, whether it is the Muhajireen, whether it is the Ansar, whether it is those who accepted Islam on Fateh Makkah, after Fateh Makkah, before Fateh Makkah, whatever the case is, those who accepted Islam initially, those who accepted Islam later on, anything, previously, before accepting Islam, what they did wrong things, you're not going to look at all of that. As long as they are a Sahabi of the beloved Rasul, they are categorical Jannatis. They have been granted Jannah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is pleased with them. They are pleased with Allah ta'ala. The beloved Rasul is pleased with them. They are pleased with the beloved Rasul. They are in Jannah. The beloved Rasul is going to be their leader in Jannah. Allah ta'ala is pleased with them. We alhamdulillah respect them, honor them, and all of them alhamdulillah, we keep them on the top of our heads, and we do not even consider ourselves worthy of being the dust under the hooves of the horses of these great personalities, let alone the dust under their respected feet. So alhamdulillah, we are the servants of the Sahaba in Ahlul Bayt Adhar, and may Allah Ta'ala grant us death in the service. May Allah Ta'ala keep us as the servants of these great personalities. Ahl Sunnat ka hai beera paar, ashab huzoor najm hai, aur nau hai itrat Rasulullah ki. Subhanallah. To begin today's discussion, I'm to mention an incident. And this is mentioned by a very great spiritual master and guide, Sayyidina Muhammad Baqir Ali Shah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Unfortunately, today you find people associated to different khankahs, different shrines, different mazarat. And in that, you know, they say, my Pir o Murshid said we can insult the Sahabi. My Pir o Murshid said, you know, this about the Sahabi, about this companion, whatever the case is, unfortunately. So I want to quote a great wali and spiritual guide of his time, Sayyidina Muhammad Baqir Ali Shah, to show that the aqeedah of the awliya is the same aqeedah of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and what reverence and honor and respect they had for the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He narrates the following incident that to those present. He says, one day at about 10 o'clock, I said during a discussion about himself, he said, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu committed great excess by opposing Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. He says, as soon as I uttered these words, the thought crossed my heart that I had spoken improperly. I had spoken something not appropriate regarding Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, immediately my spiritual blessings ceased and I spent the entire day distressed. He says, that night in a dream, I saw the old sitting room where my noble father, Khaja Nurul Hasan Shah, who is the authorized Khalifa of Qibla Mia Sher Muhammad Sharqpuri rahmatullahi ta'ala. He says, I saw the old sitting room where my father spent his life in spiritual instruction and where he passed away. Someone knocked at the door. I opened it and the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered. Behind him was Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They stood in such a manner that the beloved Prophet was in front, Sayyidina Ali stood to his right, and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhumah stood beside him. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah remained silent. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem said to me sternly and with displeasure, the dispute was between me and Amir Muawiyah. What right did you have to interfere? He repeated this 3 times. I sought forgiveness, but no reply was given. The 3 noble personalities then departed. For 6 months afterwards, I was deprived of seeing Qibla Mia Sharqpuri rahmatullahi ta'ala and my father in spiritual pride. All spiritual blessings ceased until finally I was blessed again with the vision of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after which the flow of spiritual blessings resumed. Subhanallah. Oh, lovers of the Sahaba and Ahl Bayt, from this incident we learn 3 things. Number 1, the saints, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, demonstrate profound humility. Number 2, if they err, if they commit a mistake, if they do something wrong, they repent immediately. And number 3, the saints are not masoom, they're not infallible. Lapses may occur. Sometimes mistakes do happen, but they never persist in them. Immediately they make tawbah and they turn towards the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala show mercy upon them. And for their sake, may Allah ta'ala grant us forgiveness without accountability. A brief introduction to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah. He is the Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is Katib al-Wahi, the scribe of revelation. And he is the first king of the Islamic state. His blessed name is Muawiyah. His technonym is Abu Abdul Rahman. And among his titles are Nasir lidinillah, means helper of Allah's religion, and Nasir lihaqillah, helper of Allah's truth. Here are some blessings regarding the name Muawiyah. The commentator of Bukhari Sharif, Imam Badruddin Mahmud bin Ahmad al-Aini Hanafi, very famous commentator of the famous book Sahih Bukhari Sharif, he mentions in Umdatul Qari, he says, more than 20 companions bore the name Muawiyah. Subhanallah. Many noble tabi'een, rahimahumullah ta'ala alayhi wa jama'in, were also named Muawiyah. The blessed family of the Lion of Allah, Sayyidina Ali, karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, likewise carried this name. For example, one of the sons of Sayyidina Ja'far Tayyar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his son was named Muawiyah, rahmatullahi ta'ala. The blessed father of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Sayyidina Abu Sufyan, and his blessed mother is Sayyida Hind radiallahu ta'ala anha, and both of them embraced Islam in the august court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of the conquest of Makkah. Subhanallah. The father of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah is a Sahabi, he himself is a Sahabi, his blessed mother is a Sahabi, and his beloved and blessed sister Sayyida Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, she is a Sahabiya and she is also Ummul Mu'mineen. She is the blessed mother of the believers because she was the blessed wife of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Mishko Muhabbat ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. I told you in the beginning, hold on to him. Inshallah, you will never go astray. He mentions a hadith from Sahih Bukhari, which mentions the maqam and the status of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He writes, by the grace and generosity of Allah Almighty, I say this. Allah Almighty enabled me to find a sound hadith which affirms that Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is among the people for whom paradise has been made obligatory. He says, the noble companion Sayyida Umm Haram radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, I heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the very first army of my ummah that wages battle by sea has made paradise obligatory for themselves. I asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will I be among them? He replied, you will be among them. Sayyidina Al-Hazrat, after this, quoting this hadith, he writes further, he says, this expedition took place during the Khilafat and the Caliphate of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was under the leadership of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Thus it is proven. Why? Because the words of the beloved Rasul is, the very first army of my ummah that wages battle by sea has made paradise obligatory for themselves. And Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the commander of that blessed army. Subhanallah. Which proves that through the words of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has made Jannah and paradise obligatory upon himself. Subhanallah. Likewise, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first king of the Muhammadan Empire. The first king in the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Al-Hazrat mentions, he says that in the Torah it is mentioned regarding the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَوْلِدُهُ بِمَكَّةَ وَمُهَاجَرُهُ بِطَيْبَةَ وَمُلْكُهُ بِالشَّامِ, that his birth will be in Makkah, his migration will be to Medina, and his kingdom will be in Sham, in Syria. Sayyidina Al-Hazrat adds, the kingdom of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah is indeed a kingdom, but whose kingdom? It is the kingdom of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah. That in the Torah, the quality of the beloved Rasul was mentioned, that Mulkuhu Bisham, his kingdom is going to be in Sham, in Syria. And apparently the beloved Rasul didn't have a kingdom in Syria. Means apparently, Vesito, he is the owner of the entire world, upon the entire creation, he is the king. But apparently, if you look in the life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his kingdom wasn't in Syria, in Sham. The kingdom in Sham, in Syria, was Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu's kingdom, which shows and proves that his kingdom is actually the kingdom of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah was not a correct person, he was corrupted, ma'adallah, misguided, or whatever the case is, then his kingdom wouldn't have been known as the kingdom of the beloved Rasul and wouldn't have been included in the qualities of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus, that it is included amongst the qualities of the beloved Rasul proves that that kingdom was 100% true and haq, and the king who was looking after the kingdom, he is also on haq. And that is Sayyidina Mawlana Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, across the centuries, from the 3rd century of Islam until today, great scholars of Arab and non-Arabs have written works on the excellence of this blessed Sahabi, the Imam of millions of Hanbalis, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala, supplicated. And he says, may Allah grant us death upon the love of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. His desire was that I live with the love of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah. May I leave this world with the same love. Subhanallah. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whom he loves. Therefore we say we love Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah. We love Sayyidina Abu Sufyan. We love all the blessed companions, all the members of the Ahlul Bayt. Inshallah, we will be with them in the hereafter, inshallah, inshallah. While the insulters, whilst those who criticize this Sahaba Ikram, they will be thrown into Jahannam. Allah, Allah, Allah. When they go to Jahannam, then we will say, you know, teri dozakh se to kuch chhina nahi, khud mein pahuncha raza phir tujhko kya. Inshallah, we will be in Jannah with the blessed Sahaba Ikram, with the Ahle Bayt Adhar, in the august court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing the maqam and the status of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Very beautifully, when we discuss this companion, the eminent 3rd century scholar, Imam Abu Umar Muhammad bin Abdul Wahid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentions in Tariqh Baghdad, he compiled a treatise of a hadith relating the virtues of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he used to present that work first to every novice who used to come to study. Only thereafter would he teach them the subject for which they had originally come. In other words, first he used to teach them the love of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, and then he used to carry on the other subjects for which they had come to learn. Likewise, Sayyidina Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, writes in Bahar al-Shariyat, he says, whoever manifests a belief, a corrupt belief, or harbors a corrupt creed, aqidah, regarding any companion, or he holds enmity against the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if he accepts the four caliphs and claims to be Sunni, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from harboring any evil thought concerning a companion or any member of the Ahlul Bayt al-Athar. Right? So whoever has any corrupt belief or creed regarding the Sahabi, he has the enmity related to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if he says he is a Sunni, even if he accepts the Khulafai Rashideen. Just by accepting the Khulafai Rashideen, you will not be a Sunni. Just by saying you are a Sunni, you will not be a Sunni. You will only be classified as a Sunni when your aqidah, when your belief is in accordance to the aqidah and the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And the belief and aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is every Sahabi is a Jannati, every member of the Ahlul Bayt deserves respect. Wonderful narration, which I want to keep in front of you. This is also mentioned by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, that a person once asked Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah related to his, about a particular matter. He replied, "Ask Sayyidina Ali, he knows more than I do." The man said, "I prefer your answer over the answer of Ali." Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala responded, he said, "You have said something very evil. Do you dislike the one whose knowledge was honored by the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" He says, "Indeed, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, 'Your relationship to me is like that of Harun alayhi salam to Musa alayhi salam, except that there is no Prophet after me.'" Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah used to pray Sayyidina Ali, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu also made dua for Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And a great Tabi'i saint, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak, who is the student of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. You know, he was once asked that, "Is Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah superior or the righteous Caliph Umar bin Abdul Aziz?" So he replied, "The dust that entered the nostril of the horse of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah whilst he rode in the battle alongside the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that dust in the nostril of the horse of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah is better to Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi." Subhanallah. So these are the verdicts, the belief which our pious predecessors, which the ulama, which the mufassireen, which the muhaddiseen, which the muhaqqiqeen had with regards to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this was the amount of love and honor they had in their hearts. Today the fitna came where people are criticizing the Sahabi, people are insulting the Sahabi, people are, you know, making videos, people are taking out posts, people are, you know, doing every sort of filthy thing against this Sahabi of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our duty is we need to stand and defend this great companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. In Tirmizi Sharif, this dua is mentioned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Allahumma ja'alhu hadiyan mahdiyan wahdi bihi." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Oh Allah, make him a guide, rightly guided, and guide others through him." Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. When this is the dua of the beloved Rasul, another dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Oh Allah, teach Muawiyah, Allahumma allimhu al-kitab والحساب وقه العذاب." The summary of the narration: "Oh Allah, teach Muawiyah the book and arithmetic and protect him from punishment." And these are all the duaiya kalimat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then who today can say that, you know, we can insult the Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah? He has received the dua from the beloved court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the sahabi of the beloved Rasul. He is a companion of the beloved Rasul. What transpired and occurred amongst the Sahaba Ikram, that is the matters of the Sahaba Ikram. Me and you do not have any right to open our mouths. They are respected personalities. Our job is to honor them, is to revere them, and to give them the utmost respect. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. renowned sage Khaja Ghulam Farid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I'm quoting saints because today people use the name of saints and try to disgrace and insult this best sahabi. Sayyidina Khaja Ghulam Farid rahmatullahi ta'ala said, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah is a pious companion amongst the senior noble companions. To harbor malice, envy, or ill thought against him is sheer wretchedness. This was his belief. This was his aqidah. This was his aqidah, alhamdulillah. This is our aqidah as well. What is the maqam and the rank of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu? We will learn inshallah from this narration in which he received a gift from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But before that, inshallah, we'll take a short break, listen to a beautiful kalam. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
آقا کے صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ اور ابن صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ
حضرت معاویہ
خائف کبریا
حضرت معاویہ
عاشق مصطفیٰ
حضرت معاویہ
زاہد و پارسا
حضرت معاویہ
بخدا بصفا
حضرت معاویہ
حضرت معاویہ
خدا نے لطف و کرم سے اونچا کیا ہے رتبہ معاویہ کا پڑا ہے امت کے پیشواؤں نے خوب خطبہ معاویہ کا حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ
علی کے لقتے جگر نے ہاتھوں میں ہاتھ ان کے دیا ہے دیکھو علی کے لقتے جگر نے ہاتھوں میں ہاتھ ان کے دیا ہے دیکھو ہوئے ہیں فرما روا یہ سب پر جمع ہے سکہ معاویہ کا ہوئے ہیں فرما روا یہ سب پر جمع ہے سکہ معاویہ کا
حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ آقا کے صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ اور ابن صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ
تبرک آتے نبی کو اپنے کفن میں لے کر لحد میں اترے تبرک آتے نبی کو اپنے کفن میں لے کر لحد میں اترے ہے برکتوں کو سمیٹنے کا عجب طریقہ معاویہ کا ہے برکتوں کو سمیٹنے کا عجب طریقہ معاویہ کا
خدا نے لطف و کرم سے اونچا کیا ہے رتبہ معاویہ کا پڑا ہے امت کے پیشواؤں نے خوب خطبہ معاویہ کا
نگاہ کر کے دعائیں دے کر عنایتیں کر کے خاص اپنی نگاہ کر کے دعائیں دے کر عنایتیں کر کے خاص اپنی
علوم و عرفاں سے بھر دیا ہے نبی نے سینہ معاویہ کا علوم و عرفاں سے بھر دیا ہے نبی نے سینہ معاویہ کا
حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ آقا کے صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ اور ابن صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ
مخلص و باوفا
حضرت معاویہ
بعمل بریا
حضرت معاویہ
جنتی بے شبہ
حضرت معاویہ
ہمدم باوفا
حضرت معاویہ خدا نے لطف و کرم سے اونچا کیا ہے رتبہ معاویہ کا پڑا ہے امت کے پیشوا نے خوب خطبہ معاویہ کا
لبوں پہ سرکار کے آیا اسی لیے ہم کو بھی ہے بھایا لبوں پہ سرکار کے آیا اسی لیے ہم کو بھی ہے بھایا چمکتا روشن دمکتا تارا ہے نام والا معاویہ کا چمکتا روشن دمکتا تارا ہے نام والا معاویہ کا
حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ آقا کے صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ اور ابن صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ
ہوئے صحابہ کی صف میں شامل غلام آقا کے ہیں یہ کامل ہوئے صحابہ کی صف میں شامل غلام آقا کے ہیں یہ کامل مقام دیکھو نصیب دیکھو عجب نرالا معاویہ کا مقام دیکھو نصیب دیکھو عجب نرالا معاویہ کا
خدا نے لطف و کرم سے اونچا کیا ہے رتبہ معاویہ کا پڑا ہے امت کے پیشوا نے خوب خطبہ معاویہ کا
عدو جناب معاویہ کا ذلیل و رسوا و خوار ہوگا عدو جناب معاویہ کا ذلیل و رسوا و خوار ہوگا مقام عزت وہ پائے گا جو ہوا ہے شہدا معاویہ کا مقام عزت وہ پائے گا جو ہوا ہے شہدا معاویہ کا
حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ آقا کے صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ اور ابن صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ
محب اصحاب و آل ہو کر ہمیشہ رہنا انہی کا چاکر محب اصحاب و آل ہو کر ہمیشہ رہنا انہی کا چاکر ملے گا برہان تجھ
کو صدقہ علی حسن کا معاویہ کا ملے گا برہان تجھ کو صدقہ علی حسن کا معاویہ کا
حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ آقا کے صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ اور ابن صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ
ہو کرم ہو عطا
حضرت معاویہ
خاتمہ ہو بھلا
حضرت معاویہ
خوب رو خوش ادا
حضرت معاویہ
خوش نما خوش لقا
حضرت
معاویہ
خدا نے لطف و کرم سے اونچا کیا ہے رتبہ معاویہ کا پڑھا ہے امت کے پیشواؤں نے خوب خطبہ معاویہ کا
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاء اللہ مرحبا ویلکم بیک ٹو آور سلسلہ یو آر واچنگ دا لائٹ آف گائیڈنس اینڈ ٹوڈے الحمد للہ وی آر ڈسکسنگ دی فضائل دی مناقب دی اسٹیٹس دی مقام دی مرتبہ آف سیدنا امیر معاویہ رضی اللہ تعالی To conclude today's discussion, I would inshallah mention some few advices, you can say counsels of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, which are very thought-provoking, very heart-touching words, that if we really focus on them and if we ponder, then we see how, what great understanding this personality had for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how his heart was always busy in inviting people towards righteousness. Number one, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah says, refrain from depriving people, for such behavior destroys a person's honorable character and throws a noble individual into disgrace. Number two, he who does not benefit from experience can never attain a lofty rank. Beautiful words, excellent words which will help you not only in matters of deen but in matters of dunya as well. Number three, a person who acts with reflection and caution remains successful. Subhanallah. Number four, when the fear of Allah Almighty departs from a person's heart, even those who once praised him begin to speak ill of him. Number five, the best gifts bestowed upon a human are intellect and forbearance. This is because a person who possesses these qualities demonstrates the following virtues. He accepts advice when given. He expresses gratitude when blessed. He shows patience in affliction. He suppresses anger when agitated. He forgives even when capable of taking revenge. Subhanallah. And if he wrongs someone inadvertently, he seeks forgiveness at once. Wrongs here refers to a mistake, not deliberately harm. For example, if someone unintentionally infringes someone's rights and someone unintentionally pushes someone or, you know, he bumps into someone, then immediately, you know, he apologizes and he, asks for forgiveness. And the sixth piece of advice which Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah gives, he says, a man is not fit to offer an opinion until his forbearance overcomes his ignorance and his patience overpowers his desires. And a person cannot reach this station except through the strength of knowledge. Subhanallah. What beautiful words of advice from this great Sahabi, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Make dua. May Allah ta'ala keep us in the servanthood of this great personality. May Allah ta'ala fill our hearts with the love of this great personality. May Allah ta'ala keep us all firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ala hazrat, maslaki ahlus sunnah wal jama'ah. Remember, har sahabi e nabi, jannati, jannati. With these few words, we have reached the conclusion of today's discussion. remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasul in your hearts and your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah in our coming episode. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Till we meet again, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.